Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie. Find us on Facebook.
Cubberty 2FM.
Okay, hello, Lorna. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Are you well today?
I'm very well. Sure, it's sunny. How could you not be?
It's sunny in June. This is a very, if you're foreign, very rare occurrence. Exactly. If you happen to be a tourist, you know, to this country, driving around, and you've come upon our station 2FM, let us tell you, this is very unusual to see that yellow globe in the sky. We don't know how to.
I know, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. So we're going to get sunburned today. We're going to sit outside cafes and get cold, but we'll be happy doing it. Now, how's the driving going? Yay or nay?
I can totally relate to that girl who texted in. Myself and my fiance kill each other when I'm in the car. Like, I could be meters away from a red light. He'd be like, red light, red light. And then I'll hit the brakes. And he'll be like, stop slamming on the brakes. You're going to damage the disc or the wheels or whatever. You know, I don't really listen to him. But to be fair to him, he probably is a little bit right. Going back about, we weren't going out very long, actually. And the Lewis car park in Ballally, which is a nightmare for parking because there's loads of pillars. And he had his car and I had my car and we were swapping over. And car park was empty, Ryan. And I don't know how it happened. I drove face on into a pillar.
You don't know how it happened? You put your foot in the pedal and it went into the pillar. What happened.
I just went straight into the pillar. And I just, the first thing I thought of when I was in the car, I was like, oh my God, he's going to kill me. Like, he wasn't in the car with me. So I got out and he just shook his head. And he's like, are you all right? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then he proceeded to land base into me. Like, how could I not see the pillar and all this jazz? But so not a great driver. And then there was another time that he doesn't know about this. So I hope he's not listening. I was in a car park, Super Value in Mount Marion. And I had the handbrake up. He had an Audi at the time and very stiff. So I had the handbrake up, ran in to get milk and bread as you do. And as I was getting out of the car, I just wanted to make sure that there was enough room for the person in front of me to get out, which there was. And then I came out and I just noticed this car parked very close to this poor woman and she was standing outside looking a bit confused. I thought that was really inconsiderate. The car had rolled down and hit her car.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yes, well, I had to pay for that now. As I said, he doesn't know about that.
So how did you...
Because he killed me.
Was it a brown envelope or did you go through the insurance?
It was a little scratch. It was just a bit of paintwork. I was so upset. Like, I'm just, I suppose, a little bit dizzy when it comes to parking of all things.
Big clunk. You know, okay, let's do this. Worst car park ever in Ireland to try and get around. Which one? I'll tell you, try Setanta. Have you ever been to Setanta?
Setanta
That's
is
the
a
scariest experience
Dunleary,
ever.
Dunleary is pretty bad as well. Dunleary car park is pretty bad.
Which one? For the shopping centre?
Yeah, to try come out of that one, like the really old one, you know, down near the pier. Because we'd only got in the car the first day and it was myself and his daughter in the car and I was terrified coming out. As I said, he wasn't in the car with me. So brand new car. Now, I managed, just didn't scrape it at all.
No, I know the one you're talking about. No, Lorna, no, I don't agree with you about the Dunleary one. But the one in town, there's one in town in, God, the one that's down
Dawson
under.
Dawson Street.
No, Dawson is grand. Now, that would be a favourite of mine, I have to say. Because you can get out of town really quickly and now you can turn off Stephen's Green into it really quickly as well. So I try not
to drive into town, Ryan, to be perfectly honest.
I know,
but one-way systems, no right turns.
Yeah, no, but you're a bad driver. I'm a good driver. Now, the other one then is, sound like your fiancé now. The other one, the one that, it's down, do you know where Dakota, that bar is and all that, down there's, it's a car park, Drury Street, thank you.
Have you been in that one? I haven't parked in that one myself.
That was created by the gods, the devils of car park world.
They're just terrific. Like, and I have to say, I think Ballally is pretty bad. Even though it's big, the pillars are kind of jutting into each space.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, do you like the sound the car makes going around the Dundrum town centre? But it's the screeching.
That's where I learned how to do my hill starts, actually, Ryan.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a Saturday and I was going to work at the time, years and years ago. And it was bumper to bumper, so I had no option but to obviously do hill starts the whole way around it. Now, I did get my test first go. Can I just point that out? Like, first go, no bother. I don't know. My family are still in shock. I came home with no L plates on.
It was
and I did it in Rathgar, which is one of the hardest ones, I'm told. So, I mean, if we make it through the next few months before we get married, I'll be doing well. But we try not to travel together with me driving in the car anyway.
When are you getting married?
December 16th of next year. So loads of time. I've everything organised.
December 16th, 2016?
Yeah.
Okay, book at the time.
Book at the time. Yeah. Well, I was meant to, like, keep it on the cool until after the summer. But as soon as you proposed, I was like, right, I'm on it. So yeah. Everything's booked. You know yourself.
Where are you going to have the, where's the gig?
The Heritage in Leash.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, really, really nice. So looking forward to it now, I have to say.
Well, you've plenty of time to look forward to it now, Lorna.
I know. I'm driving a mad Ryan.
I can only imagine. And are you boring your friends about it as well?
No, not really. Just him, I suppose.
Remember, men aren't as interested in women in hearing about the details of the plans.
I know.
Just remember that. All men.
I was trying to get him to agree to a fairy light backdrop. He's like, he wasn't paying €700 for a bit of light on a bit of material.
So. To a fairy light what?
A fairy light backdrop to make it all look romantic.
That sounds lovely.
It is, but they're very expensive.
How much?
€700, that was what I was told.
For fairy lights, as a backdrop?
Yeah, as a backdrop.
That's very expensive.
I know. So I think, well, I'll have to put that one in the box for the moment and whip it out later.
You have to your husband is going to be the Greek prime minister of your wedding. So he's going to be coming cutting back and saying no to the fairy lights, no to that cake, yes to that bit of, you can have a Swiss roll and a couple of candles. Like, it's going to be like a Greek wedding, but for all the wrong reasons, because it'll be slashing.
But he laughed at me because I had the budget done up, and like anything that came in under cost, I put a surplus. But he was like, it's not surplus if you don't have the money to pay for it. So I was like, oh, it's okay. So I've gotten that completely wrong. Now he's the money manager. I just spend.
So you just go. I'll look after that. Okay, are you working? Or are you off work?
Absolutely. No, I'm just heading to work. I'm a speech therapist, so I actually do an awful lot of driving as well. So, as I said, I aren't a bad driver. It's when it's parking.
You're not a great driver either, are you, Lorna, though?
Really? Probably not.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to knock your confidence, but I think given the stories you've been sharing with us, I mean...
Oh, God! No, well, the girls used to call my car. I used to have a Dame, it is. And it wasn't even a 1 litre. Great little car. And the girls used to call it the death car.
I think that sums it up, doesn't it?
Pretty much, Ryan, on that note.
On that bombshell, I will be avoiding you in all car parks, wherever you may be, Lorna, but I wish you well.
Well, lovely talking to you,
and
Ryan.
You,
have
a great
day.
See you, Lorna.
Take care, bye.